here's a story from The World.
Afghans this weekend will be acutely aware of the 20th anniversary of 9/11. But today, September 9th, is also notorious for many Afghans. On this day, 20 years ago, Afghanistan's legendary guerrilla fighter, Ahmad Shah Massoud, was assassinated. Massoud had fought Soviet troops in the 70s, and later he fought the Taliban. Osama bin Laden coordinated his murder. Former Afghan ambassador Masood Khalili was a close friend to Ahmad Shah Massoud. Khalili was by Massoud's side, in fact, the day he was killed. I asked Khalili what Ahmad Shah Massoud stood for.
Number one, freedom. He wanted for his country freedom. Number two, peace.
But he was also a fighter.
He said that I'm fighting to bring peace, not to love war. And he was honest. And once I told him, what you do when you finish the war? He said, I will go and finish my education. So it means now I think, wow, that man wanted peace.
Mr. Khalili, let's go back to the assassination of Ahmad Shah Massoud and how it is relevant today. He was assassinated, as I said, on September 9th, 2001. Where were you that day and what happened?
Two boys came, the pretending journalists. They had a camera. They put their camera and one of them started to talk. He was half a meter, you know, away from commander. I was sitting on his right. The boy was just putting the camera very close. He asked questions, nine about Osama bin Laden, that why Commander Massoud is against him. Then the bomb. Later on, I found that he had a suicidal jacket, maybe the first suicidal jacket in the world. And then we found that, yes, Osama did that.
Osama did that, as in Osama bin Laden?
Yes. Before taking photos or something, he asked Commander Massoud, why in France you said to America, come and help us, don't abandon us, because the terrorists will come soon. He died, I survived.
So the Al-Qaeda operatives posing as journalists were killed themselves as those bombs went off. Ahmad Shah Massoud was killed. You, as you said, you were badly injured in the bombing. What exactly happened to you?
I saw that in that moment a very, very thick blue, the fire was coming to me, and then I felt a hand on my chest, and then I opened my eyes, and I found that I've got more than 700-800 small shrapnel in my body. I lost my eye first in one ear, a part of my leg. When I saw my wife, I asked him that first, what happened to my friend? Well, he died. I found and told myself, well, Afghanistan lost a great man. I lost a friend. I don't know what the world has lost.
As you said, Osama bin Laden was behind the assassination of Ahmad Shah Massoud. What do you see as the connection between September 9th, 2001, the assassination of Massoud, and the events on 9/11?
Osama bin Laden knew, thought, and planned a suicidal bombing with the plane in America. He thought that if he does it, America will stand and take revenge in Afghanistan. And Osama knew that if Taliban do not support that, who will support it? Commander Massoud was fighting against that time against Taliban. Kill him first and then go and destroy the high towers.
Mr. Khalili, I should note that you're the son of an Afghan poet laureate. As you described, the night before Ahmad Shah Massoud was killed, you recited poetry together under the moon beside the Umadaria River. Take us back to that moment.
Well, it's not easy, but I'll do that for you, because that night I never forget that night at around 3:30, he said, let us stop talking about Al-Qaeda politics and Taliban. Let us do something for our heart. I opened the book, and a beautiful verse came. Shab-e sohbat ghanimat dan ke ba'd az rozgar ma basi gardish kunat gardun. Many nights come, many years go, many weekdays come, many days disappear. You two will not be able to see tomorrow each other. Take the seed of hatred from your heart now. plant the sibling, plant the seed of love in your heart now. That's what you need.
Masoud Halili, what do you think is the most important lesson Ahmed Shah Massoud has left behind?
Well, never and ever take everything for granted. Pay attention, especially if you are calling yourself the leaders of the world, and do it for you, for your interest, or for the interest of that country.
It really sounds like you're delivering that message to Washington specifically. When you say leaders of the world, what do you really want to say to the leaders in Washington?
What happened, happened. We cannot change it. Good things and bad things. Well, I lost 3,600 boys and girls in Afghanistan. You lost thousands of your boys and girls in Afghanistan. Let us, because of the respect of those blood that who lost their lives from California to Kandahar, to respect them, why they lost their lives, to bring for poor people freedom. Keep that. Don't leave us alone.
Masoud Halili is a former Afghan ambassador who was close friends with and fought alongside Ahmed Shah Massoud, killed in northern Afghanistan 20 years ago today. Mr. Halili, thank you very much for speaking with us.
God bless you. Thank you.